Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Control Your Gag Reflex Hypnotic Download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. In a moment, you're going to relax very deeply. Firstly, I'm going to consider some aspects of the gag reflex. Your gag reflex is, of course, a reflex action. That is, an automatic response to a stimulus. Gagging is a contraction at the back of your throat which stops objects entering the throat, except as part of normal swallowing. If you touch the soft palate at the back of your throat, you'll discover that you can trigger a natural gag response. The gag response is nature's way of stopping you from choking. It is one of the body's essential natural defense mechanisms. However, the trigger mechanisms for reflex actions can sometimes become oversensitive if triggering occurs in anxious situations or as part of a traumatic experience. If this happens to the gag reflex, too frequent gagging can begin to get in the way of natural and necessary procedures like eating out or going to the dentist, wearing dentures, swallowing necessary medication, or even just brushing your teeth. Feelings of loss of control and panic can set in, and it's easy to get caught up in a pattern of avoidance in order to ensure triggering won't happen. It is certainly possible to train yourself to resist the gag response. People can train themselves to do sword swallowing, for instance, by overcoming the natural response to gagging. This is a little extreme, but it can illustrate how seemingly involuntary processes, like the gag reflex, can be brought under control. Hypnosis is an excellent fast-track way to change automatic and autonomic or unconscious responses. Other helpful tactics you can use in conjunction with this session are to breathe deeply and slowly through the nose during the situation, to flex your foot or hand and focus all your attention down into that part of the body, and to put a small amount of table salt on the end of your tongue. Believe it or not, many dentists swear by this approach when helping patients who gag during treatment. This session will focus on retraining your gag response to be more subtle and discerning. The gag reflex is an essential tool, but like any tool, we need to know when to use it and when it can stay out of the way. And now, you can begin to allow your body to relax as you rest right here where you are. And you can choose to just close your eyes, or just at first to allow them to become a little heavier. And as you listen to my words, or perhaps the spaces between the words, and you know you don't need to listen to me because your unconscious can do that for you, and your conscious mind can drift off and daydream and relax, while your unconscious mind really begins to make some wonderful and natural life-enhancing changes for you. And you can just allow a calming relaxation to start to flow through your body so easily and naturally. And that relaxation, almost as if it's a physical sensation or a sense of warmth beginning to envelop you, caressing and comforting each and every cell within you. And you already know how to experience pleasant sensations, such as the warmth of the sun on your skin sometimes, imagining how that relaxing warmth can reach every single part of you, gently deepening that relaxation within. So comforting and restful. And perhaps you can get a sense of that warming relaxation becoming a color within you, intensifying with each breath that you take, and flowing easily around your body, wrapping each area in a warming blanket of color and comfort, flowing in and around and over you, those shoulders sinking into even deeper relaxation, feeling that calm comfort circulating through your shoulders right now, that mind flowing freely, the stomach digesting that surrounding comfort, and taking a few moments to rest and relax so easily. Taking time out from the events of the day to allow that body to repair and recuperate. Such a wonderful flow of comforting relaxation within you. And you can easily get a sense of starting to walk down a magical pathway. A path with arches of color above it, perhaps, or maybe trees and flowers around it, or maybe in clear open space. It really doesn't matter. But the thing about you sensing the sensation of beginning to walk down this pathway is that with each step you're going to take, your legs can relax deeper. Those fingers can rest more comfortably. And the muscles in your chest and stomach and back and arms can all relax deeper right now. Noticing how that relaxation lets you go deeper within. You don't have to do anything except be here as my voice works with you. Noticing the path beneath those feet, the texture and temperature of the ground below. Maybe the sound each step makes. I don't know, maybe the crunching of gravel or the sensation of soft sand or just a feeling of walking on a path somewhere. As you continue along this path, noticing how you can relax deeper with each moment on the path. Sensation of moving forward in your mind and body and relaxing more with each step you take. And now, in a few moments, you can begin to become aware of a wonderful yellow arch above you, soothing your skin, maybe illuminating the surrounding area, maybe reminding you of sunshine on a beautiful day, the whole world seems to light up as you relax. And how, on a beautiful summer day, it can warm your skin, so relaxing, so restful. And a few steps further along, noticing a vivid blue above you in a few moments, maybe reminding you of a beautiful sky, dotted with fluffy white clouds or birds singing high above, or perhaps of crystal blue water surrounded by brilliant white sand. Those sands of time. And after the blue, becoming aware of a deeply calming green, reminding you of trees and leaves or rustling in a breeze, or perhaps long grasses swaying from side to side as you continue forward, and yet relaxing all the while, dancing in the air, or perhaps that beautiful purple colour of a deep ocean, like amethyst, glinting in the sunlight. And with the next few steps, a fantastic red and orange above you, moving ever closer, perhaps reminding you of a wonderful sunset, or maybe of a warming and comforting fire, keeping you warm on a winter day. Flames burning brightly, lighting the way, and you can notice an archway or maybe a door at the end of the path, just for a split second in your mind, getting a sense of that there, right there. And through this archway or door is a very special place. Maybe somewhere you've been before and you love being there. Or maybe somewhere you'd like to go. Somewhere where just being there, surrounded by the colours and the shapes and sensations and sounds of that place, allow every particle in your mind and body to relax more deeply than ever before. And taking those last few steps right now and entering that place through that doorway or archway right now and getting a sense of absorbing yourself within that special place and relaxing, almost as if you can feel the air of that place permeating and calming every cell of you even more deeply right now. Becoming aware of just how relaxing this place is. Taking in the sights around you, the colours and shapes, and how they change in the changing light. The aromas in the air, so intoxicating, filling you with a deep sense of calm and comfort, and taking a few moments to explore this place full of new possibilities. And as you continue to rest deeper in this place, I'd like you to get the sense of a TV screen coming gently to rest in front of you, one that you can watch at your leisure. And you have the remote control. And we've all heard of out-of-the-body experience, have we not? And perhaps you can become just a little curious about this. And right now, in a few seconds, you can just get the sense that you can drift out of the you in front of that TV and come to rest at the side after the count of three. And one, and two, and three, just drifting out of yourself so that you can see yourself over there in front of that TV screen. And the you over there can look so calm and relaxed. That's it. And as you look at that you in front of the TV from the side, noticing how relaxed you look, how calm and comfortable you are over there. And you can just watch that you. That's it. And the you over there can watch that TV screen. And in a few moments on that screen, the you over there will be able to watch, in fast forward, one of those less agreeable triggering experiences from the very beginning, when all was calm to start with, like fast forwarding an old movie. And you can gently rest at the side, just watching you over there, pressing fast forward, and beginning to watch that old, out-of-date time, because even yesterday was out of date. Forward through that time very fast, so you over there just watching that video in fast forward, and the you over here just watching yourself, looking calm, watching that out-of-date gagging time. That's it. Incredibly quickly, the you over there watching that. That's it. That's it. And when you intuitively know, when the you over there has completed and finished watching particularly bad at the time, gagging time, the you over here can relax even deeper. And the you over there has already watched that time on video in fast forward whilst relaxing deeper. And that's good. And now you can imagine that you can really just begin to drift into that TV screen, to the end of that old movie, to the time when everything eventually calmed down again. That's it. To the time afterwards, when everything was calm and safe again. And after the count of three, and one, and two, and three, just drifting through into that TV screen, being inside that. That's it. And getting a sense of the time after that gagging time when you calm down again. That's it. And you know when you rewind a video and you see the actors and actresses going backwards time very rapidly. And it would be curious, would it not, to be inside a video, experiencing being rewound, experiencing rewinding back through time, experiencing time very fast in backwards. And on the count of three, we can notice what it's like to rewind back through that time to before anything to do with gagging happened that day. So calmly and quickly, in rewind time. And after the count of three, and one, two, and three, just rewinding back, experiencing that in very fast rewind, seconds and minutes, flickering back in time, experiencing that experience going backwards in time to before anything at all that day. That's it, before any gagging happened at all that day, right the way to flickering back, experiencing that time in rewind, very, very comfortably and calmly, fast forwarding, fast rewinding, right the way back in time, very, very quickly. That's it. That's it. And now, when you've done that, allowing yourself to just gently drift out to rest back in your special place. That's it. In front of that TV screen with your remote control. And you can get the sense of that TV in front of you. And as you're about to watch that old out-of-date time in very fast forward whilst relaxing deeper and deeper, building a new association with that time. And after the count of three, and one, and two and three. Just watching yourself fast forwarding way over there. Just watching yourself and fast forward during that time. And then you're over here just relaxing further and further away and more deeply. Just watching yourself and fast forward, flickering through time to the end of that time when everything was okay again. Just watching that in fast forward on that TV screen. That's it, whilst feeling utterly relaxed over here. That's it. Watching it right through to the end of that movie in fast forward time. Excellent. And after the count of three, getting the sense of drifting back into that TV screen again, to the end of that out-of-date time, to afterwards when your mind and body had eventually calmed down and returned to normal, to that time after that out-of-date time had happened, when everything was calm again, and one, two, and three just drifting back into the sense of that time after that event. That's it. That's it. Now you can again experience rewinding back through that time, from the very end right to before the beginning, before anything ever happened at all. And on the count of three, and one, two, and three, rewinding back through that old time very, very quickly, backwards through that time and space, very, very fast, right the way back, seconds and minutes, flickering back in time. That's it, rewinding, experiencing, going backwards through that event, backwards, right the way back to before anything happened at all. Back to a time when everything was calm before anything at all happened. Right the way back. That's it. Rewinding. That's good. Allowing yourself now to gently drift out of the rest of that time, to rest in front of that TV in a special place. Good. And now getting the sense of that TV in front of you as you're about to watch that old out-of-date time in very fast forward. After the count of three, and one, and two, and three, just forwarding and just watching yourself and fast forward way over there, and the you here watching with detachment and complete relaxation can just watch that out-of-date time way over there. That's it. Right the way to the end of that experience, you're just watching it in fast forward, flickering in front of your eyes as you relax deeper over here. That's it. And when you've done that, you can notice that you can feel even more relaxed and calm. That's good. And after the count of three, just drifting through to the end of the old out-of-date time again, when everything was safe and comfortable and secure again. On the count of one, two, and three, just drifting through to the end of that out-of-date time. Afterwards, when you'd calm down again, eventually. That's it. And this time, we can get a sense of going in very fast rewind, the quickest of all, experiencing time backwards, experiencing that event backwards, in backwards time, from the end of that time to before the beginning. Just going through every second of it so calmly and rapidly in rewind time. On the count of one, two, and three. Flickering back in time, seconds and minutes, flickering back, experiencing, rewinding through that event, very, very fast in backwards time. That's it. Experiencing that time in backwards time. Flickering back in time. Feeling very calm and relaxed. Or rewinding very, very fast, seconds and minutes. Flickering back in time to before anything at all to do with gagging happened that day. Right the way back in time. That's it. And now for the final time, once you've done that, you can just drift back into your special place. Relaxing even more deeply with your remote control in front of that TV screen way over there. And you can watch that time again in really fast forward whilst relaxing the deepest of all. And after the count of three and one, two and three, just watching that old out-of-date time faster and faster, quicker and quicker through time and space. Watching it so, so quickly, right to the end of that old time when everything was calm and relaxed. That's it. Because you've got that remote control. Even when you're not thinking about it. Excellent. And I'd like you to imagine that screen now gently fading and turning, that's it, to black, as you relax further, resting in this special place. once again enjoying the surroundings, taking in the refreshing air around you. And as you look at the TV screen, I would like you to become aware of a new image appearing on that screen, slowly forming a picture in front of you of an old time that was once less agreeable, but noticing how different it is this time when you watch it. The you there looking so relaxed and comfortable in that situation. Noticing what it is about that you that tells you that you're so relaxed and calm in that time. Noticing all the differences about you, of how that you in that time could have been had the you there been so relaxed in this way. Just observe and learn from yourself by watching that. And after the count of three, you can drift into that time to really experience from the inside what it's like to feel so relaxed, comfortable and calm, with unconscious control in that time where before it would have produced an unconscious but unhelpful response. So on the count of one, two and three right now, drifting through into that TV screen to that time, but this time experiencing it, feeling so relaxed and calm. That's it. Noticing your surroundings, or any other people, or perhaps hearing their conversations, or just feeling so relaxed and calm during that time. So comfortable with that time and in that space. That's it. Noticing that time when normally you would have gagged, but this time you have all that unconscious control, almost with the sense that a part of you is outside of the experiencing, watching from a detached, relaxed distance. Experience that now in your mind, feeling so relaxed. That's good. Allowing yourself now to drift back into your special place, feeling so relaxed. That knowing that your soft palate can relax when it needs to, and that your mind can allow you to feel as if you're on the outside of the situation, just observing and relaxing. And now imagine that on that screen you can see yourself in the future, perhaps today or tomorrow, or in a few days' time. Just noticing how calm and relaxed you are during times when you don't want or need that unnecessary response. Noticing the differences, how easily you can drift from one situation to the next, just watching them on that screen. So naturally, looking so relaxed and comfortable with it. And after the count of three, you can just drift into that you in the future. And one, and two, and three. Just noticing the colours and shapes around you. Seeing the future through your own eyes. How relaxed and how comfortable in these times you've become. So naturally relaxed. Taking a few moments to drift from one time to the next. Really noticing and experiencing those differences. And now, just getting the sense that you can access that area in your mind that is responsible for the gag response. Really focusing on that area now in your mind, because it's your brain that controls that. And you're going to give a very powerful instruction to that part of your mind right now to really begin to ease off on that gag response when it doesn't need to be there. Like turning down a dial in your mind, resetting it, and really feeling that happening, almost as a sensation in the mind. That's it. Really turning that gag dial down. That's it. And then noticing now a particular time, could be at the dentist, or cleaning your teeth, or taking a pill, or whatever time. That's it. Where before it would have had an unnecessary gag response. And now really noticing with that dial turned down in your mind how easy it is, that's it, to do that without that unnecessary automatic response. Because the automatics in your mind have been changed. Really experience that now as you relax deeper. That's it. And you can just drift back to the here and now. And in a few moments, you're going to experience coming back to more everyday awareness, feeling so refreshed and relaxed and vitalized, and beginning to come back to the room. And remember, you need to experience this session a few times to really make these instinctive changes. The more you use this, the stronger the changes are going to be. So on the count from 10 back to 1, becoming more and more alert, and 10, and 9, and 8, and 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1, and just opening your eyes and coming back to the room. That's great. And remember, the more you use this download, the better the benefits you're going to notice. But you can already begin to start to notice the changes in yourself. The next time you get into a situation where before you would have gagged, and now you can relax so much more completely. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.